following podcast contains graphic violence, elves, orcs, and felonious assault with a foosball table. Viewer discretion is advised. Hey, Brick, any holes?
Just the holes that I was born with. How are your holes?
How do you make every podcast awkward?
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 4 a.m. podcast, the podcast about movies, snacks, and all things nerdy.
Shine.
I'm hosting this shit show. My name is Rob. I don't have a clever name for anyone today, so let's go around the table. This guy.
Tony, and don't worry, this movie didn't have much clever either.
This guy over here.
Oh. We're reversing the order. I wasn't ready. I'm Joe.
For who you are. Hiya.
The Dark Lord.
Hiya.
Scrunch the Orc.
And guess who's back?
Brian is here.
Yeah. Brian is here.
Fucking Brian, y'all.
I'm bright today.
Oh, so bright.
I don't know. I feel a little dumber after this.
He picked a doozy to come back to.
Yeah,
thanks, Will.
But it could have been worse.
Yeah. Who? Like, how did this come about? Was it on the list? Or like,
Will put it on the list.
Okay.
That explains why, like, after I said I'm coming over, Will just on Facebook, just to me, is like, now you're bright, bitch.
Yep. He did the same to me.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
So this is Will's fault. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got a text, not Facebook, because he knows.
He texted me and asked who was here right now.
Yeah. That explains it.
He didn't text me.
That is exactly what I have
you met him? That seems normal.
Who is he?
Exactly.
There we go. Yeah.
Guys, we watched Bright from 2022?
2017.
Yeah.
2017,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What's funny is when this came out, I thought it was a TV show, like a series.
Probably should have been.
Yeah, it really should have been,
maybe it was supposed to be.
Nope.
I don't know. Yeah, so we watched Bright. Has anybody in this room seen this movie before?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out on Netflix in 2017, right?
Yeah.
Was it really 2017?
Yeah.
Time went by fast.
I guess so.
Yep.
All right, then.
See how Pandemic will do that.
And you're the only one that's seen it?
Anybody? No, I've
never even heard of it.
Okay.
You know Tony's seen it.
This is my fourth time now?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Why?
Well, like, three of them were for this podcast.
First time.
Oh, my God.
First time with his pants on, though.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's... And spoiler alert, I'm guessing I'm the only one who's seen the sequel.
Wait, there's more than one?
Oh, I didn't know the sequel got made. I know it got greenlit.
Sort of. We'll get into that.
Okay.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the film.
Okay,
Tony.
So yeah, obviously Bright from 2017, rated TVMA, because at the time Netflix didn't know what the fuck they were doing, because it's one of their first major, like, Netflix-made movies.
Yeah.
Directed by David Ayer, who, of course, brought us...
They would hit their stride with Cuties later on.
Oh, God. So David Ayer, who brought us End of Watch, Sabotage, Fury, Suicide Squad, and The Beekeeper. So you know you're in good hands. You've not seen, like, any of those.
It's the Will Smith Suicide Squad, right?
That yes. One. Okay. Yes. And, like, Barinholtz, because he's in, like, everything. David Ayer does, at least. This was written by Max Landis, who some of you may know. And
wait,
I'm sorry
is he
you
the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Red Letter Media?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. Yep.
And this was to be his...
That says so much. Yeah,
this was, says, it was, he said, was to be his Star Wars Episode 1. Or, I'm sorry, A New Hope, Episode 4.
Okay.
Yeah, but
except instead of
that's
the course,
quite a reach.
Racism.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, guess.
Never mind.
Did the movie switch writers midway through?
I don't believe so.
When it went from like Training Day to Judgment Night.
I don't believe so. But Max Landis supposedly Leading right into my next point here. Turned down an additional $1 million for the script to ensure that David Ayer would be the director for it because he thought he'd be perfect for it because he did, like, End of Watch and Sabotage. Mm-hmm. This was the first...
Good movies? I never saw them.
I've never heard of them.
If you're big into cop movies, yes.
I am not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this was the first...
Who's the Man? I like Who's the Man.
This is the first Netflix original movie.
That one, too.
Just naming cop
movies. That was supposed to get a sequel.
Hot Fuzz.
And the deal was made, they were signed on for a sequel before the first film was even released. Because they were real excited about it.
I don't want to touch that one, Rob.
They think they...
I'm sorry, Tony. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm listening to you, Tony.
This is every week, Brian. I'm totally fine. But, yeah, of course, so this movie came out when this was released. It was 2017. And then Max Landis had some legal troubles and the pandemic.
Oh, does he got the troubles?
Oh, he's got the troubles.
I was wondering why he just dropped off of Red Letter Media.
He dropped off a lot of things.
Okay.
The only
thing I saw him on.
Yeah, it's fine. But
like the Irish troubles?
Yes. And then, of course, Will Smith. We kind of know what happened there. So, since they already signed on for a sequel, they got it in the form of a anime thing that they did.
Oh, that was connected to this.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch it?
No. But I saw trailers from all that. Looks like it might be interesting. I wonder, what it is. Like, sorry, I'm off.
I could see that being pretty good.
Might have to get you one of those, maybe.
A Slimer?
Yes.
it's strange because the bulk of it is just this again, but kind of better because it's anime and in feudal Japan.
Feudal Japan.
Is it a prequel?
I would imagine yes.
I don't want to get too far ahead, but I would totally watch the original of this movie.
It still is not the original because the original you're talking about is still in the past, in this past, but it's closer to it, I guess.
Okay.
It's
you just watch it because it's Lord of the Rings.
Is this supposed to take place on Middle Earth?
I can't answer that shit.
They couldn't say so.
They set it up, where if you know anything about the Lord of the Rings and the War of Power and the War of the Ring, the battle of five armies to come over the ring again.
Yes, but I don't think the future of Middle Earth is Los Angeles.
But you don't know that?
I don't know.
It should be Britain, but it should have been London.
Anyone want to guess how much money this movie cost?
There was a lot of
$90 million
in this movie.
Yeah. I'm going to edge him out with $100 million.
I'm going to go 75. Special effects look cheap.
120.
Oh,
105. It really didn't matter because I don't know if Ron could see, but he got it right off the bat.
Oh, really?
It was $90 million. Okay. I was like, can you read my thing?
I got old man eyes now, Tony. I can't see.
That's fine. I just want to make sure. Unfortunately, I don't have a gross because it's a Netflix movie.
We have a gross.
Who knows? Yeah. Well, fair.
His ass is pointed right at Rob.
Well, that's what he was talking about, I'm sure. But
But before we get into the gross, let's stuff cream in our mouths.
Before we get into the gross, let's get the gross into us.
Now, I do understand we have a fat chat food court. Discuss as well. So let me set these up, and as we're passing them around, you can tell your tale. And
okay.
Good idea.
So I have Dirt Cake Oreo and Space Dunk Oreo.
Dunk or dung?
Dunk.
Okay.
Just space poop.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, they do have unicorn poop, so.
Floating space feces. And I think it's just an Oreo.
Yeah, these Oreos have rockets on them.
Yeah.
Oh.
From what I heard, it's like freeze-dried gummy worms.
Mm. Huh.
Interesting.
Put in it.
I see sprinkles on the top. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, like that's what the...
Well, this is... This is going to turn my poop colors.
Oh, you have a Dalek on yours.
Mm. Oh.
Wow.
I sure do. All right.
These do have sprinkles on them that look like
I got a rocket ship.
Confetti from some cheap plastic factory. Mm.
Those are supposed to be the gummy worm sprinkles.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's dirt cake, so you put gummy worms in it.
All right, that didn't quite work. Joe,
Brick
what
is your... Brick is slowly catching up here.
Yes.
Okay, so long time...
Wow. That's an orifice.
Let's just wait till everything is handed out, because someone's just going to talk when...
Here. Good luck with that, Joe.
I got a pink star.
Yeah, mine also looks like a stretched out butthole.
You can touch your pink stars.
No, it really is a pink star.
Yeah. All right, that is just a, that is straight up a chocolate starfish.
It is literally, literally a chocolate starfish.
Yeah.
Wow.
They might have to go on the
pick,
gram.
Brian.
If you ask
good
somebody pick to draw a butthole, that
mine
is what they would
potentially
draw.
Potentially go right below that.
Yeah.
True.
I have a pink slot.
All right, let's eat these.
Let me see the faces. Is it a face?
All right, I am.
Yeah, it is a
face.
Which one are we doing first?
I'm going Pop Rocks first.
Right,
Pop
right.
Rocks.
Okay.
Was that the Space Dunk?
Yeah. Space Dunk. It is.
Was the?
No. Pop Rocks is space. Hmm.
Tastes like an Oreo.
Yeah, it's an Oreo.
It's got a little bit of popping. Nothing special.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun.
It's a textured Oreo. It's like weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I did the wrong one, so.
Okay. All right.
You said Pop
Not
Rocks,
the first time he said it in the production of this episode.
The Pop Rocks thing is kind of weird.
Yeah, no, I'm getting a
little bit
now in the back.
I'm getting a lot of it
in the back of my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say no thank you to the Space Dunk Oreo.
Yeah,
the voices in my head don't have percussion. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's a little unsettling.
And now we have that cacophony going.
I'd like to wait for mine to subside, but it's still going.
Yeah,
it's
Pop Rocks.
Wash it down with some Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that'll kill it.
Yeah. Or Joe.
Prepare for Joe's head to explode.
Projectile vomit.
I'll join you.
Hmm.
All right.
Dirt. So, yeah. Dirt. I can't not think of dirt pipe milkshake. All right. So
that should be a band name.
It's a something name.
I mean, I don't know what the sprinkles are for. I don't really taste the sprinkles at all.
Yeah, it's just an Oreo with
it's like a
chocolate in the middle.
A chocolate
Oreo.
Oreo.
I'm fine with it.
Like, it's okay. Like,
yeah. I think I prefer regular Oreos, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
This is still not bad.
Mega stuff.
Yeah.
Mega stuff.
All right.
Yeah,
that's really freaking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget I did the wrong one first.
Yep.
Yeah, no, we didn't forget.
I feel like I'm in space. It's cool. It's really weird.
Great.
They work on Brick.
I kind of like the dirt ones. They're not that. I don't know if they're special enough to require I can't
existing
be like you need to go get this. But
they just tasted like Oreos to me.
No, they're. I don't know quite how to explain it, but there is a slight difference.
So like,
oh, it's getting weird in here.
Yep.
Yeah.
About a month ago. You know what? I'm diet again, so this is like my cheat day, whatever. But the reason why I'm on diet is because I've eaten like shit for the past couple years, whatever. So I bought a package of the Mega Stuff Oreos, and I appreciate how they just know that I'm just so fat, I'm just gonna take the cookie out anyway, because they weren't even attached. Like, it was just a cookie space stuff, like stuffing space cookie. They just knew.
Wow.
They need to just start selling it, just the stuff. Just a full out tray of stuffed discs.
So I think we could all say those are both superfluous and
unnecessary.
Yeah.
Chocolate Oreos already exist.
Is there a price difference?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The Space Dunk one.
Go ahead.
The Space one, if I ate those, I would probably eat them more slowly. Because I'd be like, what is happening to my orifice? And I'd hang with that a bit until it subsided instead of just chain loading them into my mouth.
So that's a real long roundabout way of saying I didn't really like them.
No. I would consider buying these. These are actually fascinating.
I think if there were mega stuff versions of them, that might change a little bit.
I don't like having to tell my mouth to shut up.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking of it like this.
I don't either.
I have to do it all the time.
Yep.
But I'm also thinking of it like this.
I don't need a cookie to remind me.
Pop Rocks exist. I don't know what the fuck they do other than that.
Yep.
So
they do that.
At least, yeah, that's what Pop Rocks do. That's what
they do that.
But I'm saying, like, I'd rather have it like I eat a cookie and have Pop Rocks rather than just pour Pop Rocks in my mouth to do that. So, I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, food court.
Sure. So longtime listener Sharon sent a text to me. Somebody at her job put out a smattering of free snacks that were immediately descended upon by the coworkers.
Makes sense.
Bunch of different chips. I saw there was Doritos involved. There were a couple other potato chippy related things. They were all expired by a year. That fact was not disclosed to anybody. That the free snacks were distributed to.
Were the bags still in sight?
Were the bags still in sight?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Could the people that were trying to eat these items potentially see that they were?
Yeah, they could check the. They could have checked the dates on their own volition.
Okay. So there were just like chips and cookies.
Well, that's basically it. They're like, is this wrong? Should this person be punished for putting out expired snacks?
Did the person?
Absolutely.
They knew. They knew.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is why they put them out, because they were expired.
I disagree. Maybe because there's plenty of people that are like, it's just a chip. I'll still eat it.
Yep. Turns out there were a few of those.
Okay. Yeah. But that is the thing. They're not in the wrong for putting them out. They're not. They're in the wrong for not letting people know. Because I think most people would have. Yeah, I think most people would have been like, yeah, whatever. But finding out later is kind of, you know.
I mean, I guess I don't think anything was dangerous. It's just fucking sugar.
It's a year's worth of expiration.
Yeah, like I will happily give you all 1 week prior to expiring Doritos, but I would never give you all a year expired Doritos. Like,
oh,
that's ridiculous.
If you find year expired Doritos and you're like, what do I do with these?
They're in the garbage.
You can give them to Brick. Mm-hmm. You can give them to Brick. So Brick will eat them.
Mash them down and make sort of like texture protein out of them.
That's an interesting thought.
So I don't know.
You
absorb it faster rectally.
I don't know if you listened to the episode.
You will just inhale them like a vacuum.
You remember when John gave us emergency carbs?
No,
it was a long time ago.
And I attempted to eat it on the air. It was 10 years old, expired off brand Twinkie, and I could.
Well, Twinkie is fine.
No, it was not. No,
especially off-brand Twinkie.
Oh, off-brand.
It was right after.
It was like Hostess had foam
gone out of business, and there were no real Twinkies anymore. Okay, all right.
And it was like the cream inside was rock solid. Yeah. Like it was a no.
Much like Brick himself.
I should point out, having reviewed that question, they did put out a sign. It said expiration date March 2023, but still tastes good.
Okay.
No fault.
Yeah.
If you don't read it, it's your own fault.
I would like to.
Plus, it's March.
I would like to bring.
They're still technically in date until the end of March.
2023.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yep.
I would like to call into Fat Chat Food Court Joe for spinning us his bullshit without getting his facts straight.
I thought he was going to talk about that interesting cake that somebody sent a text about.
You know something, Joe? You're not even that fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Ding, dong, ding, ding. Ding, dong.
Ding, dong, yo.
Ding, dong.
Get my wife's cholesterol off your mouth.
All right, I will.
A much better film about gang warfare than what we just watched.
Oh, my God.
And you are speaking specifically about the fat video.
Yes, I am.
All right, so, yeah, you get what you deserve then if they put a sign out, they're a year old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically, this stuff is old, we need to get rid of it. Who wants some?
Mind your business if you don't want to eat year old snacks.
I mean, I'm just
calling. I would like to, in the the sub comments from the jury.
In your dissension.
In my dissension, whatever. Mm-hmm. You will forever be ridiculed for giving your friends expired shit like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. But that's you're fair. You'll never hear the end of it from me.
That's fair.
Okay.
Just apologies in advance.
Especially with the still tastes good part.
Now, sometimes Target puts shit out on their shelf that's expired and still sells it.
Especially,
and I buy it and I don't think about checking because like, it's on the shelf. It's fine.
Dollar General stuff is almost expired. That's how they operate. Yeah. That's how they operate.
Almost sells a dollar.
So you got to eat it within the week you buy it.
Yeah, I feel like I've worked at enough places where they'll be like, you know, thanks for the good work and put out year-old expired shit without telling you. So, like,
I just pulled a 3-year expired can of soup out of my cabinet at home.
Oh, yeah. We
ate it.
Expired crap. Well, okay.
So, oh, it happens to us all.
That's on you. Listeners.
You that. I did not experience any difficulties with my.
You also drink Mountain Dew as if it's water. Still iron guts.
His body violently rebelled when he stopped drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah. You might not be able to talk on what you can eat or not when you drink drainer fluid, basically, on a regular basis.
I need that to dissolve my kidney stones.
Obviously.
The 4-year-old soup, too.
Yeah.
Nothing can survive. So, listeners at home, if you want to tag in here and let us know your thoughts on this Fat Chat Food Court, we have a new SpeakPipe account. So you can leave us a message at SpeakPipe/4AM Podcast, or you can find the link on our website, 4ampodcast.podbean.com.
All right.
Take it away.
Thank you. We'll
Joe.
See you next time. Oh.
Right.
Well, there was a cast in this. Oh, fuck. It consisted of Will Smith as Daryl Ward, Joel Edgerton as Nick Jacoby, Lucy Fry as Tikka Masala.
Wait!
God!
Is that really?
No, her name's Tikka, but it's spelt like Tikka Masala.
Okay.
But,
all right,
you yeah. The fact that none of us questioned it,
yeah.
Max Landis.
Wow.
Sorry,
I thought it was like Teeka or something. Nope.
To be fair, somewhere halfway in this movie, I was just like, is his name Ward? Because it kind of sounds like Wand.
Wouldn't
surprise me.
He's
magically warded.
See, that was my first thought, but I was like, no, that's too clever. It's probably because it sounds like Wand, or it's close to it.
So there's a Noomi Rapace as Layla. And then there's a character Seraphin and a character named Montague. I couldn't tell you who those were.
The two other.
But
elf. I think
goons.
Happy dude was Montague, so he was that other Fed.
Yeah, he was. I think those are the two Feds.
Okay.
Wait, one is called Seraphin.
Alex Mraz plays Seraphin.
Okay, and what was the other one?
Happy Anderson played Montague.
Yeah,
Montague.
The actor's name is Happy.
Yeah, that's
yes.
I was confused because I was like, nobody is calling anybody else in this movie Happy.
Nothing about this movie is Happy. Well, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, the ending is Happy.
It's over. It's
like, Ward and Jacoby are the only names that I caught. Like, I caught midway through, I'm like, all right, I think her name's Tikka. But
it was Tikka, and the bad one was Celine, right?
Was Layla.
Layla.
L. They say the names like once.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Mostly Rowling or.
Yeah.
Except for like Jacoby and Ward, which they said like 500 times.
And they had name tags.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
All right, so Bright is brought to you by Trigger Warning Entertainment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, okay.
That's a Max Landis if I ever
I tried looking that up and I couldn't find info, but probably.
I just want to point out, if I had known Max Landis was involved in this beforehand, that would have made a connection much earlier than just right now.
Yep.
So it says on the screen that only a Will Smith can control the wand, according to the prophecy. Well, it says upright, but it's a Will Smith. And it's just quoted as the prophecy.
Yep.
And now we get the credits rolling with a bunch of street art of some orcs, some elves. I thought I saw a lizard person in there.
There was a, weird moment. It was a lizard crossing sign.
Yeah. That might happen.
Because lizard people, I guess, are around somewhere.
In the scene later on, one person has the reptile kind of.
Oh, well, fair. Yeah, fair.
But that's what it is. A special sign just for her.
That's why it has a split tongue and everything.
And reptiles are not good at crossing the street, so you do have to pay attention. You got, talk of Dark Lords, talk of Jirak. You got segregation in full effect. You got elves only. You got no orcs.
At one point during this mm-hmm. montage, whatever, there's a Dark Lord drawing that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Like probably was.
Like the text, like it looked like an animated like Yu-Gi-Oh card type like texture, and I was like, that looks not like a tag. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. So.
But okay, I missed that.
One complaint I had with this was all of the street art was perfectly legible. There was none of that stupid bubble font that makes it illegible, like that That's you would fair. Tag with.
Well, yeah, it couldn't have been real. It had this blank added afterwards.
If it wasn't legible, how would I know? Fuck the orcs.
So there's a thing called subtlety, and this not movie. Here. not in LA. Nope.
Not in bright.
All right.
Not in trigger not warning in entertainment.
What?
Is there an animal that has a prehensile tongue?
You?
Giraffe?
Giraffe?
Giraffe. Oh, a giraffe. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Anteaters?
No, I'm just thinking because he had said, like, the split. She probably has a split tongue. I was like, huh, I wonder if they have prehensile tongues. Anyway.
All right. So we see Will Smith, and he's dreaming about getting a burrito. With his partner, and who's an orc, and another orc shoots him, and then he wakes up and there's a gun in his bed. They're like, great, and now he goes out into to talk to his wife, and there's just a fairy fucking about his bird feeder.
Yeah,
and they're talking about
the fairy. Like,
I already had a lot of questions with everything.
Like, it has like zero purpose. It doesn't like.
It was like just
that movie we watched with the animated one with the father, the elf's dad had died. They're trying to
onward,
yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh shit!
The fairies in that one, like they're part of the world. They do a thing, there's something. And this is just like a throwaway CGI.
It was just so he could get the line in: "Fairy lives don't matter."
Oh my god!
But why would you want that?
Well, also, what? So explain. So, all right.
I mean, the fairy thing basically made it look how ubiquitous these weird things are that we would be like, that's a fairy, and they're like, no, it's a fairy. You swat those to death, and they were trying to make it sound like
he doesn't want to because they throw poop. They throw their own poop.
Because it doesn't speak English, and it's a savage, you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, that is one of my big problems. Is the idea, I'm sure, is to be like, look, we're in a fantasy world. It's kind of your normal world, but instead of squirrels, you have, getting in your bird feeder, you have fairies.
Yeah.
But the fairy seems...
But they're like humanoid.
Yeah, like two human...
opposable thumbs and wings.
Yeah. Faces.
Shouting at you in a language.
Yeah. So it's already weird, and then, yes, he drops that line before beating it to death with a broom, and I'm like, what the fuck? The
fairy's like, I'm trying to feed my family here.
Yeah. So what it comes off as is he is someone, Max Landis, read the book of, how you have to have your heroes have that moment where they save the cat. But instead, he decided to have him beat the cat to death. Like,
to show us our main hero is an asshole.
Yes, exactly.
Asshole.
Exactly.
His neighbor who has, like, every square inch of his lawn covered with a person.
Yeah.
It's like a block party on his lawn. Watch as Will Smith beats a fairy to death with a broom.
They say he's crazy, to be fair.
And
because he is.
His wife's watching Joe Rogan talk to an orc about orc cops being terrible. John's phone falls out.
As long as it was just again. His phone.
That's why I always look carefully. Like, what device was that?
It did sound a little heavy.
Do I have any extra holes?
I'm puckered a little bit.
If I hadn't felt them slip out of my back pocket, I would have been concerned.
Has that ever happened to you?
What? The gun fall out?
Yeah.
Once at home. And it was because it was a different holster that has a thumb strap that I hadn't securely.
I'm surprised. I'm very willing to not talk about this movie, but I'm surprised with everything you have a holster for, and it's a lot of things. There's a lot of things strapped to John Stanley. You don't have a phone holder.
Because this is for nerds.
I guess I'm a nerd. I don't know.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know why that's a thing.
Yeah. All right. So Will Smith's got 5 years till retirement. So I'm like, all right, he's safe. Too old he's for not. Shit. He's not gonna die. Yeah.
Got 4 years.
It's Will Smith, so.
Yeah.
There's that too.
Well, I mean, it could. It could.
It's See, Will Smith.
I was going to say it could I Am Legend, but I heard he's coming back in the sequel.
Sure.
So
I thought the sequel was already out.
Maybe. I don't know.
When you get to work with a big director like Max Landis, you're going to do whatever
the director.
All right. Anyway.
He's going to be with every actor by the time I'm finished.
Will Smith is, his character Ward here. His family is upset that he is partners with an orc, and they're upset because he's going to get killed because everyone hates the fact that an orc is a cop.
Unacceptable.
So then the orc shows up, and I'm expecting the orc to kind of be like an orc, and he's just sort of a goof. Like, I don't know, I like the character, but he's just sort of like he doesn't know what's up. Kinda, yeah. And he's trying real hard to be nice. And
he's real green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Will Smith is just like, you're filth. Blue. Get off my lawn.
He is blue.
So orcs, their music they like to listen to is essentially Cannibal Corpse.
Yep.
It's like super hardcore.
Not essentially.
It's terrible.
It was literally.
That was Cannibal Corpse.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
That was their love song. Was written by Cannibal Corpse. I forgot the name of the song, but orcs.
Have you ever listened to the singing Cannibal Corpse lyrics in other music genres? Like someone did it, like set to Green Day's "Time of Your Life," and it's about like smashing your skull open with a hammer. It's pretty terrible.
Good stuff.
So anyway,
that's how you got the corpse.
Again, I'll just start here with this is one of the biggest hurdles this movie has. We have fantasy world and the real world mixed. Mm-hmm. Then you're dealing with the first orc cop, mm-hmm. the first orc to become a cop.
Yep.
And the whole thing about whatever, he got Will Smith shot and there's some tension because of that. That's a lot already. And we've barely scratched the surface about what the fuck we're trying to say in this movie.
There's zero world building going on.
Which
to check any of this against.
But it's a modern street, and there's a horse man.
That's I think that's the problem. People think, because he said this was like his Star Wars, I think a lot of people think that, you can do, kind of play it fast and loose with some of the world building. Like, Star Wars just kind of throws you in. Like,
but they gave you all that creative graffiti in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, which, by the way, someone who watched it more than once, I just now understood half that shit. Because the first time around, I didn't know what the fuck it was.
And we learned that orcs are bad for reasons, and fairies are animals.
Mm-hmm. But like in Star Wars Episode 4, it starts by telling you about the world you're in.
And slowly introducing the alien.
You know what?
Things. Well, yes, but here's the other thing. With Star Wars.
Now you're petitioning for a scroll for this fucking movie.
Well, we got a prophecy. Why not? Yeah. But here's the other thing. I think it's easier to do that with something like Star Wars where everything is different. So you're learning as you go along. Here, so much of it is based in reality that you have to really let us know what is different. That makes a huge change in this because there's so many of those
the minorities
little
are orcs.
But that's it? That's it?
Yeah.
That's all that changed. Yeah, the minorities are orcs. It. And there's magic.
And the 1% became elves.
That's world built. There you go.
And there's dragons. Are those our planes now? Are they taking planes down? Who knows?
None of us
saw the dragon, and we were looking for it.
Wait, wait, you guys didn't see it?
No.
Oh, no, there's a dragon. Yeah.
Fuck you.
There is a scene.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Just fuck you. You're cool.
Thank you. For like 2 seconds, there is just a dragon flying over LA at night for like no reason. Yeah. And I'm like, did that just happen?
Yeah. Like, that's a whole other movie. Like, what the hell?
It's called Reign of Fire, and it's probably, that was probably a cut.
But again, like, okay, even for those of you that didn't see the dragon, there's a centaur. What the fuck? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
The dragon... Well, there's orcs, elves, and fairies. Why not a centaur?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it should be there, but I need to hear about it. I need to know about it. You can't just flash one on the screen and be like, that's enough, you dickhead.
Does the dragon have a house and a job?
Yeah.
Because I want to see that.
Or are you trying to beat that off your porch with a broom or some shit? Who knows?
You're like, oh, man, the dragon got my bird feeder. It's back in his horn now.
They could be milking them like cattle. We don't have, we have no idea. We have no idea.
That's not the audio. That's just a heart monitor. Oh,
Sorry.
I just, God.
One of the many things that, like, this would be better as a series where you could take your time introducing this shit instead of cramming it all in there.
Yeah. I mean, like, better people probably could get this into a movie, but
it requires subtlety.
Yes.
That's not on the menu, boys.
So
neither is looking at the road.
He's like, I don't eat cows. I'm an orc. I'm like, is that a thing?
Sure.
I don't know.
Why not?
And we never go back to it.
Nope. Never mentioned again.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that part.
He then says, you're making the face that says that you need more conjugal love.
It's the weirdest. Like,
he should have just held him down and fucked him.
I'm assuming it's trying to represent that, like, he has to pay attention to the body cues of others, keep himself safe, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he learns how people react to shit and face that they make, so he can kind of react to them. So I get that. I do the same thing sometimes.
I just thought he had different capabilities to sense.
But like, that too. Mm-hmm. But, the whole, like, you're not fucking enough. Like, that was, it was weird. It was just fucking weird. Yeah.
It also, it came right after he was talking about his great sense of smell. So I had several minutes where I was like, does he smell something in his balls? Like, what is
this? Yeah.
It's more like what he doesn't smell.
What he doesn't smell.
Yeah. He smell the dried cum.
You used to smell more like your wife. Now it's just smegma.
Now every guy we pass smells like your wife.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Maybe that's what he was really trying to hint at, but he got interrupted.
We just randomly drive through Elf Town. Everything's beautiful. Everything's super white.
Is it Elf A?
Elf A, sure. It's guarded by its own paramilitary force.
I don't know what it should actually have been called, but I'm very confident the elves do not agree with the title of Elf Town.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's too pedestrian.
Yeah. But it's also, it's like, okay, how did they get to this position? Mm-hmm. Why are the elves like this? They just are.
Eat the rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, like you've played D&D once, right?
Because this elves wants are like to that. Be the Tolkien.
They are universe. Like Tolkien elves, where it's gods amongst men. Because the elves we see like do stuff are way more badass than everybody else.
And it is explained at one point that elves are almost always the brights.
Mm-hmm.
They control the magic.
Yep.
They live fucking long ass time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway,
we assume.
We just go through Elf Town, and then we're at the police station, and all the cops hate Jacoby here, the orc cop. They're like, you know, we're going to get shot because of this guy, blah, blah, blah. You need to get rid of him. And, you know, Will Smith's like, yo, just leave me alone. And I'm like, yo, scene, just end. There's this douchebag with a mustache just keeps going about... Like, I get it. Okay, the cops don't like the orcs here.
Are bad.
Yeah. You know, you could have just said that. You've said it several times already. Like, we're good.
He's like on the other side of the locker roll, listening to this. Like,
take this weed cigarette and smoke it like a joint. You're not cool, and the kids at school are gonna laugh at you.
But then I'll get reefer madness.
Okay. I don't know why that worked, but it worked.
All right. I am proud of you, Rob. You held that.
But again, not only are we not having subtlety,
we are spending way too long to beat it into you that these people are racist. But then just because, I guess, Will Smith isn't even close to being decent about any of this. He's just as much of an ass as everybody else. So
nobody's likable in this movie.
Yeah.
Not all, one person.
All of the cops are bad cops.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. Yeah.
Including our main character.
Like everybody in this movie.
Yeah.
Jacoby, you don't want him as a hero.
Jacoby's, but...
So, we learned that there was a Dark Lord and nine armies fought him somewhere in Russia. And then we move on, because that was 2,000 years ago.
He's back.
Well, he's
coming back. Yeah. They want to bring
him
back.
But these cops don't care about
him. Well, I was making an allusion to real life, but anyway.
all right, so now... Ward here goes up to his sergeant and is like, yo, take Jacoby out of my car. And they're like, you're Will Smith. Nobody else wants to ride with you. Like, fucking, you got the orc in your car and shut up.
And I believe that one, like, because the Ward character is just an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I really believe no one but the new guy would ride with him.
The only problem I have with that is, like, again, everyone sucks ass. So I'm like, why him? I don't quite get that.
Well, they also make it a point that it's a diversity thing. So any change is going to look bad.
No. But I mean, why does no one else want to ride with Ward?
Wow.
Exactly. It's like, yeah. Oh, if I could say, oh, well, Ward, you know, he's an asshole. Or, you know, he's crazy, he's a loose cannon, but like, no, he's just a dick like everybody else. So
he also smells like he needs to fuck.
There's that.
Even the other cops can smell it.
Maybe nobody wants to ride with him because they're all banging his wife.
Jeez. What?
So now we get this scene where I'm like, these are our main characters, and these are the people we're going to be following for the movie. They're in their car. They drive past the police just flagrantly beating the shit out of an orc.
Yeah.
In front of everyone. And then Will Smith's like, are you an orc or are you a cop? Which one?
Are you going to be okay with this blatant violation of somebody's...
Because we're going to be doing this later.
Yeah, are you training day or your own movie? Huh? Yeah. Which is it?
At this point, I had to put an icy hot patch on my ribs because I just kept feeling Max Landis elbowing me going, get it? Do you get it?
So... Now, they go to this other intersection where there's a shirtless man with a sword just spewing some nonsense.
Mm-hmm. The Geico caveman.
Yeah, it is pretty much the Geico caveman. Like so, the orc, they're like, orc, why don't you handle it? This guy who's saying all this horrible shit about orcs, and he's like, you're going to bring back the Dark Lord. I'm going to point my sword at you. Will Smith's just like, all right, I got this. Hey, I will shoot you if you don't put that sword down. And the guy's like, oh, I was just having some fun. Right. Like, what? What?
Yeah, I don't fully get that part.
The whole thing is, like, the different treatment. That kind of came out as pretty obvious to me that this guy is representing white people.
Yeah, no one likes orcs.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and he's not saying necessarily bad things about orcs. Debatably, I guess.
I don't really remember what he was saying.
Yeah, it was just basically it's all like the prophecy nonsense. He's talking, you know, like
he was insulting them because
in the war,
their ancestors chose to serve the Dark Lord.
Yep.
Well, no, but he was more saying his insults were more like the so and so rose up to free you people for the lands that you are now neglecting and blah blah blah. But the whole thing was about how. Yeah, the Dark Lord's going to return, and we need to join forces to protect blah and whatever.
And then he glued himself.
Again, it was a lot of prophecy nonsense, which was all in a different language.
And he started speaking in orc. So
before we go further, what do you guys actually think of the makeup for the different races?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I like the orcs.
Yeah.
I couldn't see any orcs. Brian, could you see any orcs?
Yeah, no, it was weird camouflage.
Like, I didn't like the blue. I would have preferred they went with the traditional green.
It looked like they were wearing like urban camouflage makeup.
Legit, yeah.
I read a lot about it, and they were like some of the stuff they did, and a lot of it was practical, which is really cool. But I don't know why they chose more the blue than the greenish, but whatever.
Probably because it would have made it harder to green screen things
You know what? That probably is, actually. Well, and then
Tolkien didn't make him green either.
But, yeah, and then it was just, yeah, the coloring is because they were looking at, like, different reptiles and things like that and more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it works.
It didn't bother me. Like, yeah. I don't feel any kind of way about
the
it.
The elves were okay, I thought.
Elves were...
I mean, they weren't...
Why did they have pointy teeth?
That was the only weird choice.
Because they were Inferni.
And if you're Inferni, you get the pointy teeth.
I can only assume...
Because
I think the only elves we see their mouths are Inferni.
Well, the guy from
Wait. If you had watched any of the movie without talking, you would have known the Infernis are the bad guys.
So the guy from the Ministry of Magic, I don't think he had pointy teeth.
No,
he did.
Did he? I honestly don't know.
I think it was just to give them something else that was less human.
It could be.
Yeah, because the glowing eyes and the pointy ears.
It could be. You know.
All right. Next. Sure.
Yeah, because it's only the handful of bad ones and Maximilian Pegasus there, whatever the fuck he was, but I barely saw what was his mouth. Pegasus.
So this guy, he's in the squad car with him. He's talking a bunch of orcish to Jacoby here. And then Jacoby's like, it doesn't make sense. And I'm like, I would have liked some subtitles. But then the guy pukes. You're like, oh, okay,
that
great.
That could just be our...
Yeah, to be fair, I believe subtitles are supposed to be there.
There's a tiny scratch on the DVD.
Yeah, right on the subtitle one. Okay.
Because I had subtitles on, so you do know what he's saying. But again, it's mostly like just, you know, prophecy shit. Like, you're an orc, you should know that, you know, we have to protect the whatever and... Doomsday, blah, blah.
So now some internal affairs people show up and accost Will Smith. They're like, we got to get this orc fired, and you got to get him to admit that he lied on his report because that orc jumped 13 feet in the air, and orcs don't have that much ups. And they talk a lot about orc ups and how they can't be basketball players. They're just offensive linemen.
Okay, so like during this part, where they're showing a flashback of... Jacoby chasing the orc down the alleyway, whatever, right? The fucking fire escape ladder that's 13 feet high was directly over a 5.5-foot trash can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dumpster.
A dumpster. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, those dumpsters are 11 feet tall.
Like, you jump on the dumpster, you jump
and
on the ladder.
Yep.
Every time they show that scene, it's right there. Like, don't edit it out. It's right
but
there.
Okay, but here's the thing. If that dumpster wasn't there, you'd have no idea that that was an alley, okay?
No, but the point is, if you're going to be like orcs, there's no way an orc can jump this high and show someone with a measuring tape doing it. You can't have the dumpster right behind the measuring tape. Because I can see that and go, that's how he did it.
Actually, when they were, I can't reach to measure. We have to move this dumpster out from directly.
Yes! Like,
that dumpster's too gross. No one would ever step. Yeah. That.
You know, elvish cities might not even need dumpsters.
What?
I don't care. So
the elves don't live in the city.
Well, they have their own city.
I mean, I don't go into city very much, but the dumpsters, are those ever actually just halfway down an alley? Because how do you get the truck to them?
Probably not. But
I don't. But it's in the movies all the time. I don't know why I just thought of that now. But anyway.
Maybe like a forklift?
It's again when someone has the general idea of how something should look but never stops to think why.
Yep.
Like dumpsters are in alleys, right? Sometimes, but not like that.
You can hide a body in them or whatever.
Yeah.
You gotta climb somewhere.
All right. So.
Fall into. Sorry.
Now, they wanted to get him to admit that he lied and get him on tape admitting that, so that way they could fire him. Otherwise, they're going to, like, take Will Smith's house from him and, like, fuck with his job and whatnot. And I'm just like, great, more people in this movie are terrible because we didn't see enough terrible people yet.
Everyone in the movie is terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
Again, I'm sure the idea is we're supposed to think... Oh, poor Will Smith, he's got this added pressure on him from these terrible people. But all I'm thinking is, I hate all of you, please go die.
Yeah.
But think about it this way, guys. At least the entire movie is like gray and dark and horrible and miserable.
The titty bar wasn't. It was red.
It was red.
But it was still dark and horrible.
Very shadowy.
Anyway.
Still horrible.
Yeah.
But, minus the tits.
So... Now
Do orc ladies have multiple tits? Like six?
No, they showed them. They weren't that.
Yeah, they should, but they don't.
They should have, yeah.
Yeah, they have broods. They need more than two titties.
How do you know about this in this world?
In this world, maybe they don't.
Yeah, but like if they're going to give the elves pointy teeth, that's another way to distinguish between regular humans. Multiple titties. More titties, more fun.
Not the blue pixelated.
Are they?
Never mind.
More titties, more fun.
That just the Six Flags guy is like in my head right now.
Yeah, no, he's going to town.
It's awful. Anyway,
so it's like a water park ride.
All right, this elf and this human guy show up from the magic task force. So the Ministry of Magic is here, and they beat up the guy that. Ward and Jacoby arrested. Suddenly this guy's real lucid about what he's talking about, you know, and he's like, all right, there are these Inferi, they want to raise the Dark Lord, I'm part of the Shield of Light, you know, there's wands, there's brights, we're trying to stop this one woman named Layla, there's this other one named Tika, for some reason we know about her.
He's the only time that they ever said. Never said again.
I feel like at some point in this interrogation, though, like the elf guy, it felt like it was strongly implied that he did something magical to cause him to compel him to start speaking the truth.
I didn't catch that. Yeah.
Well,
he shaved over his head and was like, all right, cut the crap. Yeah.
So Mr. Sword of Light, protector of the people there, or Shield of Light, why were you standing shirtless at an intersection just waving a sword around 5 minutes ago?
He was protecting.
Did you just crack under the pressure? What?
Well, a little too much fun.
Yeah.
You know? Got into the sacred wine or something?
I think he did kind of crack under the pressure, but... this comes to the next major hurdle of this movie, which is we have our main characters who will stumble into basically the main plot, but most of the main plot, or at least certainly all the exposition for it, is happening in a different room that they're not part of routinely. Like, what the hell?
So now, prophecy.
Yeah. That we just go right into a shootout. What you would call it, Ward and Jacoby, they pull up to this house. I don't even know why they're called there. A guy just starts shooting at them. As we mentioned in the opening spiel, you know, Jacoby makes the shootout awkward, talking about holes. And then they shoot this guy, and they enter the house the guy was shooting out of. And there's like, there's people that have been turned into plastic shells with lava lamps inside them. Mm-hmm. There's like this elf woman who got like cyberpunked into a wall.
Like her lower half has been made into flesh webbing and spread about behind her on the wall, and she's hanging in the middle of it. Yeah. It's fucking weird.
And they shellacked her breasts.
She looks like a robot. And
like, this scene looked, in my opinion, awesome. I thought it was very interesting, unique.
I saw it as cool ideas poorly executed.
Yeah. Yes, once again, this is a cool visual. And from what I can tell from the sequel, I think it has some deeper significance that perhaps if we got more of these movies, maybe would have been a thing. But
or if it had been a series.
But from what we know, it's just what?
Yep.
Another, huh?
It was a series. It was called Elf.
So
this is a continuation.
They found the guy that they shot, and then suddenly there's like a slinky elf person running away, doing unnecessary flips all the time. And
that's what elves do?
Yeah, that's it. They chase her out to the street, catch her. She's only speaking elvish. And the other cops show up, and It cuts ahead to them being there. You don't see them show up or whatever. So I'm kind of like, what just happened? Because we're seeing this next scene from the wand's view of like the cops looking at it. And they're talking about like, this can make my dick bigger. This can go back in time.
This
we're
part
not
here,
even joking. They actually said that.
This part here it bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, one, going up to that point when they go in the house to see all the messed up bodies, all kind of stuff. Like, clearly magic. I know they probably only saw, like, an X on the floor because, you know, wasn't actually there. But, like, Will Smith's character is not phased.
No. Right?
Like, at all. And magic's supposed to be, like, this whoa, it's magic. You know? And these cops that show up on the scene are more phased about a fucking wand that they didn't think existed before than the fucking origami person that's on the wall. And like, it just doesn't make sense to me, like, how like, they can be so, like, flippant about, like, what's happening except for this one MacGuffin thing.
Also,
like,
which one of you is going to touch that wand?
Well, yeah, like,
imagine.
Well, we saw.
Imagine if you walked into this scene, exact same thing, except instead of a wand, it was a clearly, obviously, it was a genie's magic lamp. I would be less concerned about the people who are deceased because they're not going to attack me. But I do want to know everything that's going on with that lamp. Did the lamp do that? Get wishes?
But imagine that in this world, it's common knowledge that the genie's lamp will make you explode if you touch it.
Well,
and can easily go awry.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Like winning the ultimate lotto.
No, I think the bigger thing is you're basically
not just looking at it as the genie's lamp, though. It's the genie's lamp that's worth probably, you know,
everything.
Yeah. It's you've walked into a crime scene. There's dead people everywhere, but then you walk a little further and you see there's stacks and stacks of money. And yes, they still should be fazed by the you know, all the dead bodies and everything. But again, we're in a world where everyone is fucking terrible, so they're just like money.
It's like not even dead bodies to me. It's the way that they were dead bodies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but like again, I think they probably were phased maybe when they walked in, but now they're like, well, I'm done with that. There's money here.
Yeah, I've now seen a melting person. I guess I'm not going to care about that anymore.
Self-centered on their own existence.
Yeah.
That they can write off those things that they
exactly.
Saw. Well, I mean, cop wise, again, it's also like threat triage. Those things aren't going to hurt you. You don't know what's going on with the wand.
They don't know that.
But then they're like, okay, now I want
I will say, though, that is the one, you know, the to Brian's point, perhaps, is the one problem being the you don't know if those people got that way from trying to use the wand.
Yeah.
All right. So they're going to take the wand, and they want Ward to kill Jacoby and just be like, oh, we'll get rid of the orc. You know, it'll be great. We have a wand. You know, all our problems are solved. And so Ward, he goes outside, tells his wife and daughter to leave town. And is like, good, because they weren't really in this movie anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't catch him saying that.
And now he calls her on the way down. And now we have the confrontation scene, you know, where the two partners have to, like, talk about real shit. But I'm like, it's like 40 minutes into the movie. Like, shouldn't this be happening, you know, like right before the third act or something? I didn't realize that we were just starting movie number two after this scene.
Yeah. But it was also Will Smith was at that point, or Ward, was trying to goad.
Yeah, into saying that.
Into attacking him so he could shoot him in self-defense.
Yeah.
It wasn't until after this conversation that they had where Jacoby tells him that it was lost the guy, so on and so forth. That's when Will Smith changed his mind.
And he's Ward's heart grew three sizes that
day.
He's not going to shoot the...
Yeah.
So he was right up until this point, he was still a bad guy.
Yep.
I mean, he still is a bad guy, but it is, I don't, again, it's the, I don't know if he was trying to get him to attack him so he would feel good about killing him, or if he's just like, before I kill you, I need to know the truth, or.
So
good
about killing it would be him, a legit so, self-defense.
Self-defense.
Yeah. Because then all they have to do is just never mention a wand, and all the cops are going to get away with it.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's really what he was after, he didn't give a shit mowing the rest of them down for something like that.
Well, no, that's before he changes his mind. Now he changes his mind.
But I mean, he didn't like try and, you know, have any kind of reason to shoot them.
Well, because that was his only moment right there.
Yeah. See, that's like, I didn't take it that way at all. Like, I feel like he never changed his mind. He just realized that those four cops came out and were going to kill him too. And that's when he's like, well, I'll kill them first. Like, I never felt like he had a good guy moment. Oh, Jacoby was just being a good dude. I never got that from him.
I had that feeling.
Really?
And this is another problem of the, we have no subtlety. It's like blunt beating you over the head. And then there's
I don't know if we can call this subtlety, but yeah, it's ambiguity to the point where you're not really sure what's happening.
All right, so...
And again, it does not help to serve as him being a good person in any way, especially when he started by throwing out racial slurs at this dude. So,
so Ward boots up Max Payne, holds the right mouse button down, and goes into bullet time. Whirls around and just, in bullet time, shoots these four cops dead. Well, Mustache Man is still alive. He's... but shoots them all down. And then
I just realized he probably survived because David Ayer wanted him in the sequel.
No, he died.
He does die.
Oh wait, yeah, no, he does die. Never mind.
So,
brutally,
suddenly
but in a separate, easily cut out scene.
So then he's like, "All right, you know, Jacoby, they were gonna have me kill you, and you know, I killed them." Now Jacoby's like, "You just shot all these cops. Put your gun down." And then. They talk it out. There's a lot of times in this movie where someone's trying to arrest someone else without, like, wanting to listen to an explanation that would make the scene unnecessary.
Cops bad.
There's all the cops are bad.
There's a lot of moments in this movie where somebody's not willing to listen to someone give an explanation that would make the scene unnecessary.
Well, so, the problem there is also, like, the person who should be giving the explanation spends way too much time, like, saying everything but the explanation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're like, calm down, or, like, I had to do it, blah, blah, like, no.
Just say why.
They were going to kill us for the wand. Mm-hmm. I had to, you know.
All right, so suddenly, just like, a million, like, gang guys show up, including their leader, Poison, who's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Just eat it.
Oh.
Just eat it.
Let it all out, Rob.
Brian, wrong choice of words.
There's like a angel devil situation going on with Rob right now.
Let it flow.
Rob's gonna explode. Rob is turning red and like putting his hands over his mouth.
I could tell that he's in conflict, but I also get the sense that he's having so much fun with whatever thought is going through his head. He's like, this is wonderful. I want to share with the class. But if I do, I'll catch fire.
I can enjoy it all to myself.
You sure? Is there like a pause button or something? Or?
You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
if I start talking, are you going to yell it out?
Probably. It still might explode out of him at some
you
point.
You will now. Okay.
So, all right. So these guys show up and they're like,
let me unpause it first, Joe.
Okay. So these guys, they show up. They're like, I heard there was a wand here. Give us the wand. Blah, blah, blah. Will Smith's like, I'll fucking shoot you with this shotgun. We're going to get in our truck and drive off. They're like, all right, you're getting your truck. We're just going to hang on your truck and whack it with, like, tire irons and stuff.
Everything. And punch it with our fists.
So confused.
We're street toughs, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
They had guns, too. Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah. None of them shot the tires.
Like, this is so weird.
They're all like, let's just hit the windows. Let's hang on the vehicle as he's driving it around. So, vehicular manslaughter ensues. And, you call it now the
I wonder what a wheelchair's top speed is.
If it's hooked up to NOS,
that'd be very interesting.
I mean, that really depends on what's propelling it forward.
I'd say it's at the bottom of the ravine.
Mac and me,
yeah.
I want to look that up now.
Just watch the Paul Rudd collection on Conan.
I love that he even did that on his podcast.
Yep. He sure did.
They should just, in the middle of this fucking new Ghostbusters movie, just have that.
Play that.
Have to play the scene.
Oh, that should be on amazing. A TV
in the background.
That would be amazing.
All right, so... Where are we? Oh, okay, so there's a truck chase.
Drive it away.
Some of these gang guys have like their pickup truck. It ends, like, it's an okay chase. It ends with Will Smith teasing the driver of the other truck, which certainly would cause it to crash. And the other truck does, like, an A-team, like, flip and over move.
Yeah. No explosion.
Yep. Subtlety, Rob.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be too much.
Wouldn't want to blow your load all at once.
Yeah. So.
No, not subtlety. Realism.
Ooh, that was real.
So, yeah, there's my explosion.
It was a real ism, all right.
Now the elf just starts speaking elven, and the wand floats up, and the truck crashes into nothing because the wand has a binding spell on it that won't let it leave a certain distance of its master.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure, why not?
I missed the explanation for that one.
Honestly, I have to admit, I didn't even care.
I have to admit, I didn't get that until the second watch myself.
When they like kick that lock off of a door and they're in like a safe house, Jacoby said that.
How he knows that?
I don't know.
Like I said, he read the script.
Now, at this point...
Oh, wait, no, I think he was
translating
some of what she was saying. So maybe.
Sure.
Okay.
So Masala was in the car. Mm-hmm. Wasn't she... Yep. Wasn't she...
She was trying to warn them that that was going to happen. Yes.
But she's with the
wand. She's not the owner of the wand.
Oh, yeah.
Also, she... Like, we find out later she could speak English. But didn't trust him. So why she didn't just say, like, the vehicle's about to fucking crash.
Yeah. Or just scream stop.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone is awful in this movie.
Yes. But yet, again, for those that either, I guess, maybe not quite paying attention enough or whatever, it looks like she's casting a spell that fucks up their car.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So now.
Speaking of fucking up cars.
Wait.
That must have been you.
That was not mine.
I,
did anyone else?
Mine.
No, nobody's knowing.
I guess that was me. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
It didn't feel coming out like it was going to be a stinker.
Who's died?
Someone light the candle.
Yeah, you could light.
Oh, the candle. Is that there for that purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Rob's prepared, man.
Rob's
anyway, so now these
who wants to sign my suicide note?
These three wood elves show up, and you're like, "I'm sorry, in fury."
Who are these people?
Are those the bad guys? I guess because they just come in and like start killing. They kill the lady who's like bonded to the wall. They find the mustache cop who's been crawling away from the scene, and you know she shoves her finger in his bullet wound.
They're just terrible people.
Yeah, they're just being terrible.
Also, just to back up for a brief moment, the woman splayed into the wall.
Yeah.
Did they bring her to life?
No, she was never dead.
Yeah.
They woke her up.
No.
But she woke her up.
But they talked to her first.
Yeah. They woke her up inside. They didn't bring her to life.
She wasn't dead on that wall.
So I just wanted to clarify that because that means... A bunch of cops came in here and just ignored the live person sprayed on the wall.
Yeah,
they didn't know that she was
unfazed by all the bodies.
In fairness to Wall Lady, she knew those cops were not going to help. So no, she's like, I'll just close my eyes.
You would think someone would check to see if she's alive, a living thing, or what? Yeah, I mean,
what are they
going to
do?
Talk to her. Be like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm.
Wait, who wrote this?
So,
I know.
All right. So after this scene, when the elves leave this place after killing all the witnesses, there's just a dragon flying over LA for a couple seconds.
Just take your damn word for it, I guess.
You see it against the moon. You're like, all right, that happened. What the fuck? And then you know we're now at the part where they break into like a little safe house just by kicking a lock off of something and then leaving the lock on the ground.
Yep.
And that's where we learned the binding spell fucked the truck up. Because the wand has to be near its owner. They're trying to decide what to do. And a gang shows up because they left the lock on the ground.
Like, how do you become the owner of a wand? I thought there were, like, artifacts that you just find.
I don't start now.
If you read Harry Potter Book 7, it does explain a lot about wands owners.
You have to defeat another wand owner in combat.
Or the wand just chooses you.
Or the wand chooses you.
Fucking whatever.
Fuck Harry Potter.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
You have to personally pluck a Pegasus's pubic feather.
Mm-hmm.
Tickle
a ghost. Would it be a feather?
Yeah, hair? It's a feather. You have to tickle a ghost in the anus.
Well, see, most of the undercarriage is fur, but there's one feather, like, woo! Just one. And you got to get that.
It's like the turkey dangling from its neck.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the wand's always dripping, so.
That's right.
Oh.
All right.
It's
so,
thirsty as fuck. Gotcha.
Hey, damn way. Now, in the escape scuffle. Sorry,
that's just my priest pedal.
I'm not joking. The wand literally is always dripping something.
Yeah, that is true.
It is dripping with magic.
It is a interesting choice for how we show this wand.
Every time they pick up a wand, they're caressing it, and I'm like, are they cutting their hand? Is it jizzing on them? Like, what is happening? Is it both?
The wand is just like raw power, I guess it's supposed to be, but it does look kind of dumb.
But it's
what was that, Rob?
He said, I'm going to put a spell on you. It's interesting because, for one, they give it a handle, but no one uses it. And the second, I understand they're trying to make it look like raw power, like you said, but, I don't know. It just, it's not stupid, but it's weird. It's a weird choice.
So, in the scuffle,
what do people know about wands? Since they're so rare and everything, because I feel like
the writer know about wands.
No, but I feel like the answer for most of these is we need you to give us the wand, give us the wand. I'd be like, yeah, give them the wand. They're gonna grab it and explode. Like, why?
Wand to rule them all.
No, there's three, Brian.
We just don't see the other two.
Yeah,
they're mentioned once. And
I can only assume that's the other two sequels that didn't happen. Yeah. But
okay, so. In the scuffle to get away from the gang, Jacoby drops the wand, and a gang dude grabs it, and it disintegrates him and all of his friends.
Somehow.
What?
They were bonded by friendship.
They point out earlier that, only a bright can touch the wand without exploding.
I'm more thrown by, why they all died, but, Jacoby and them didn't. Oh. But, fuck it.
Because plot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of brights that are elves,
yes, but only one in a million humans can.
Yes.
I think it's every supposed to be any race can be one, but
not every rectangle is a square.
All right, so on the way out, Will Smith shoots four more dudes. Oh, also, Jacoby kills his first person, so that's what caused him to stutter and drop the wand.
Yeah.
So on the way out, Will Smith shoots four guys, but he gets nicked by one of them. So they're like, we're going to go in this random orc kitchen and then just go into a random mosh pit.
Yeah.
And they're in a club and they're like, okay, there's a lot of people in here. I get that. But why are you walking straight through the fucking crowd?
Shotgun
just
in hand.
Go around. Mm-hmm. Let's not make a scene here. But don't worry.
Still wearing the police outfit.
Yeah.
Or since you're in uniform, make a bit more of a scene. Be like, get the fuck out my way. Yeah.
But then we'd have to turn off the cannibal corpse. Right. There's an orc on stage and he's all like,
they may have been trying to hate to say it, but kind of use the people as body shields and just hide themselves in the crowd.
But
coming after them were batshit crazy.
No, I know. But I'm not saying fire your gun in the air and be like, everybody get out. But shove a few people and say, you need to
Brian's
move.
Brian's raising his hand.
Is that the one that transforms itself?
No.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
He's pointing at
stay on target.
I don't got too great at jet.
I got really excited for a second.
So,
if I could, I'd get the Grimlock in.
All right. Now, I don't know why I wrote more of the gang guys show up. They just start spraying Uzis in the air. Orcs are like, fuck you, dude, and just start beating them up.
This is a different gang. He's in the orc gang territory now.
Yeah, that's it.
We got all the gangs. It's a get-along gang.
So,
gangbang.
It was a gangbang.
Masala here has just positioned herself in the rafters, and they're like, oh, there she is. Let's get out of here.
Monkey.
And she just does pointless flip to get down and because she's an elf.
Coming down from
the rafters. Like Sting coming from the rafters.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
So, we learn now from somewhere that Layla wants Tika's wand.
Because it's her wand.
Yeah. But, I don't know why I wrote that there. It gets said somehow. Anyway, now.
Probably like this.
I'm Layla and I want Tika's wand.
I believe because at this point the Ministry of Magic has shown up to the initial crime scene with the flayed out angel girl, whatever.
Yep.
And they start saying
that's
stuff about,
what's going on. Okay.
Layla's wand was here. Tika must have it, and it's with those cops. And
oh, that's right, because there was an earlier scene where they were like, yeah, where they were interrogating the sword guy, and he spilled the beans on who everybody was and what was going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they're on there. Yeah.
All right. Well, don't worry, because we're going now to the multi-racial casino brothel titty bar place. And at least at this point, Ward and Jacoby are like, we should probably not look like cops anymore because they're looking for cops.
Yes, but fuck them for taking the vests off and leaving them wherever they did.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
still
like,
put.
That was so dumb. Yeah. Like, put a shirt over
if
it.
You're getting
fine.
Hoodies.
Yeah,
put the
you're
hoodie
putting
on.
A hoodie on. Yeah. Put it on over the bulletproof vest.
All right, so now Poison, the leader of this gang, he shows up with like all his gang. They take the place over.
And his mechanic.
And he wants the wand so he can walk, so he can fuck, so he can get rid of his colostomy bag.
Yep.
Which they show you just in case you you weren't going to take his word for it. I'm like, great.
And again, I said this while watching it, but like, who does he show that for?
Exactly.
The people he's talking to are behind a wall. They can't see him.
Mm-hmm. I bet one of his gang members behind him, like, is he showing it again?
They're not like looking over like, is he showing? They're rolling their eyes like he's doing it again.
Yeah. I don't think that's where they are located either. I think they're lower on your abdomen.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's if you're human. He's part centaur.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's right,
centaur.
No one. No. I'm just saying that the shit matters.
Because if a part centaur's leg breaks, we just put him down.
Could we have made this guy a centaur, though, just because I want to see how wheelchairs work for centaurs?
You know that?
Yeah. I want to see how it works.
I imagine it's like when dogs break their back.
Oh, yeah. With
you chariot yourself.
You get the training wheels in the back.
And he's chariot yourself.
He's got his big old dick in a sidecar.
You give it its own helmet for its helmet. Oh,
okay. So now, the Tika Masala here, she's like, I'm going to say in Elvish that the big bad is going to show up and murder everyone. Why I wouldn't just say that, because I can speak English.
Well, I don't trust them.
Yeah.
I don't trust them yet.
Yeah. She's just like, okay, I want Jacoby to know, but fuck Will Smith.
Well, because orcs are supposed to, like, be tasked with preventing the Dark Lord from coming back.
If you're multilingual when you're in a high stress situation, you'll revert back to your native.
I get that.
But that's again, the way they represent it in this movie is she doesn't speak English this whole time because she doesn't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows these people coming are bad, so maybe fucking say something useful.
Yeah, but she might be in full-on panic mode and not realize.
Well, she might just be a Mr. F. You know what I'm saying? All
right. So. So the three elf bad guys show up, and basically what happens is Legolas travels into the future, watches John Wick, and then splits into a male and female half and gets guns. And that's this scene.
Sounds like an anime. Maybe that's the anime.
It's close enough.
I mean, I thought it was pretty good. Like, these two elves murder the shit out of this whole gang.
Yeah. I'll be honest, the sad truth is, at this point, I was rooting for them.
Yeah.
Because they're the only characters I'm like, you're probably assholes, but you're kind of supposed to be, and you're awesome. Yeah. So
saying anything is better than anyone else in the film.
Yeah.
What's funny is they look less menacing than like the feds. The fed elf looks
a little bit
menacing.
Yeah.
I suspect that was an intentional choice. Just to make the audience confused as who's the good guy.
Oh, we're confused, all right.
Yeah, I don't think that might be the idea, but bad choice when this movie's this fucking confusing.
The worst part of the scene is that Jacoby and what's his face, Ward and the Tika, they just walk out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I also like the elf girl chasing after them, doesn't choose either of the two doors that were open, goes right through the window.
Well, it's kind of like, if say you're chasing some people down and you got like advantage in numbers and guns and all that, but then the predator shows up, like, are you really concerned about, you know, the two people you're chasing anymore? Or, oh shit, there's a predator.
Oh yeah, you're running.
In this case, two predators.
Yeah,
I mean, whose side is the predator on?
The predator is a well established is a space asshole. It's always on its own side.
Yeah, there's three predators.
I still haven't seen the predator, so I don't know their backstory.
The fuck?
Wow! I just
moment of silence. Yeah.
Brian is giving me this all right, huge look of shame.
I don't think we should.
Can we just do Predator again and just have Rick watch it?
We might have to. Maybe it'll be Patreon exclusive.
I'm fine with that. I'll watch Predator as many times as necessary.
I'd say do Predator 2, but that's not the same. Like, no. Mm. All right. We'll show Brooke Predator. Anyway.
Max Landis? So,
God damn right.
Is that what happened? I don't even know.
Now they find a bathroom somewhere to have the buddy cop conversation about, you know, like they're cool now. You know, he's like, you're super brave. You always know what to do. I love you, man. And
I want to be just like you.
Yeah. I want to be just like you.
I'm going to get you five McGriddles.
I mean, you're Will Smith. Who wouldn't look up to you?
No. Yeah. It is the fault. You know, I want to be more like you. It's like, no, I want to be more like you. We're not friends.
You can't hear the elf lady, but she's just like, why don't you shoot me?
Can you just fucking get it
she's
over?
She's debating just putting the wand in her mouth and ending it all.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go in her mouth, though.
I was serving that one up for someone. Yeah. Anyway, so now they called their... you know, the friend that was introduced in like one scene in the beginning, this guy, he works for the sheriff department, Rodriguez. What he's doing in downtown L.A., I don't know. But apparently he's cool.
He was off duty.
Yeah. Well, they called him, I guess, so we're like, maybe wasn't.
This guy he might not be a bad cop. And he shows up. He's like, don't worry. I'm a bad cop. And he's like, handcuff everyone and, you know, I'll call the feds.
Yeah, no, to be fair, he's probably the one good person
in this
movie. We're
not
going to
handcuff everyone. We're just going
to
handcuff
He goes to handcuff Will Smith, and then that's when he gets shot.
He does handcuff Will Smith.
Yeah.
They both get handcuffed. He just gets shot immediately after, and then immediately after that, Tikka Masala unlocks him. So.
But that's getting ahead a little bit, because he calls the Ministry of Magic, and he's like, okay, look, we didn't want any of this to happen. Some cops got killed. Can we just say that was gang violence? I'll get you your wand. Everything will be good. And the Ministry of Magic's like, yeah, no, that's fine. and then one of the elves just cuts a cable with an axe and the cell phone stops.
Cell phone tower. Yeah.
But like, would one in L.A. just end
in
it all?
In L.A., unlikely, but in a more rural area? Yeah, that would kill the whole thing.
Yeah,
sometimes you're only connected. Well,
that's
each time you're only connected to one tower.
But so like, it might drop the call, but you could
it might drop
call
the call
back.
Yeah. I mean, a handoff.
I had the same.
You've been handing it off for it to.
I had the same thought, but I also was like, with the service I generally have, I kind of believe this shit.
So Shrek exists in this universe.
Yes.
He does.
I
need this explained to me because.
Shrek hasn't come up yet.
No, but it's been bothering me this whole time. And you guys are not really.
All right, fine. I want to take a minute. Let's get over this a little.
Just sit right here.
What?
Tell you all about how we talk shit about Shrek.
Yeah. What is Shrek though?
You know,
no, no, I know, but like in the context of this movie, is that like an old blackface movie or? What?
No.
Well, ogres aren't real in this world.
Yeah, we don't see ogres in this
world.
We don't know.
So I would like to picture...
There could be talking donkeys in this world. No idea.
I'd like to think that ogres just look like Shreks in this world.
Mm.
Okay.
Like same resolution.
No, those weird AI-generated humanoid Shreks.
Yeah.
Like not the 3D animated ones. No. Yeah.
The Shrek is love, Shrek is life version.
Oh, God.
Because I mean, he calls him a Shrek, so.
No, I know. So it means it exists.
He tells him to go home to Fiona.
Yeah.
They both agree that ogres are bad, or like.
I refuse to believe that was in the script. I feel like Will Smith.
Yeah, I feel like that was just with you 100%. Well, I don't know. It's Max Landis. I can see that.
That's true.
But he was supposed to be talking shit and forgot his lines and was just like,
yeah, it could be.
Yeah, but he said that and everybody on set just laughed and clapped each other on the back.
The people around at that time in that scene, they were kind of giving a blank stare as if like, are we still filming? Like, just kind of holding it.
That was the take. The
yeah, I feel like that was the tell that was not actually in the script.
Yeah, so. I just want to know, like, is that a accurate portrayal of orcs?
Ogres? I'm just saying, it's been bothering me this whole time.
All right, well, we'll get to that in like 5 minutes. Because after the call gets dropped.
That and the stuff we won't want to talk about.
Yeah. Basically, they shoot the sheriff, like Will Smith shoots the sheriff guy.
He
shot the sheriff. If there was a deputy there, he wouldn't have shot him. Will Smith did. Ward.
Shot the sheriff?
No.
No. No.
Shot the guy from the sheriff's office, Rodriguez.
No, he didn't shoot.
Who shot him then?
The bad elf ladies.
Yeah.
They didn't show a sniper or a gun, as far as I know.
No, I thought as he was putting the cuffs on him, I thought he had...
No, he got shot in the back.
No.
I thought he had the guy's gun there, pulled it out and shot him.
No. Because they wanted him to be around to help them, even though he was arresting them. And then
everyone in this movie has been so terrible that I just assumed that happened. Yeah, like, it checked out. And I'm like, that makes sense because everyone's an asshole.
Beat you over the head with their message until you need to know something, like there's a fucking sniper nearby and they don't give you any clue that it's happening. Mm-hmm. He just gets shot in the back.
So either way, this fight that ensues in this gas station, I thought was kind of interesting. I liked the use of the car. Just he drives it in and he's kind of pushing people against walls and stuff. I liked when
K-turn in the fucking
I like that Jacoby just takes a fucking wire shelf and rams it through the window.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, it was a cool use of props.
Yeah.
Ward here shoots like some kind of car chemicals that burst into flames. The elves, they don't care about being on fire.
Well,
they're just I'm going to pose here in a graceful way. You dump water on me and we're good.
They didn't seem to be really excited about being set on fire.
But they handled it real well.
They did handle it really well. They handled it with elfish grace. But they did seem to not want to be on fire. Like
will hurt them. I'm assuming fire will hurt them as much as a person who really knows, but they just don't panic about it. They're
they had about
put me out.
This really hurts. Right. Please put me out now.
They had about 90% less intense of a reaction than a person would have to being fully related. Yeah. So
which is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Ward and Jacoby and Tika here run off and they get accosted by this gang of orcs, at which point the Shrek line is uttered. And the orcs just beat the shit out of them.
Oh no, it gets awkward before then.
It's been awkward the whole time.
Yeah. Well, because he's like, tell them in Orcish, because they're just not reacting. And he's like,
they
speak English. And they're like, do you understand that? Yeah, we understood. And then just proceeds to beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, because they
even
show
for
up.
Me, it was kind of like, I wanted that to be funny. I tried to make myself be entertained by that, but it was somehow really just awkward.
But the part I liked was him getting beat up. That was
the best part of it. Because the problem is, again, the joke is he said something to these orcs and he assumed they didn't know how to speak English, but they do. Ha ha, isn't that funny? Hilarious. Except
beat.
Our hero, who is a cop, and he started by talking a bunch of shit and insulting them, and I think some of it was racist.
Almost all of it was racist.
Yeah, so, like, that's not funny in any way.
No.
So, this next scene starts off strong and just keeps going downhill. Because we get this, like, we see the orc leader, no idea who he is, but he's got a cool antler throne. He's just talking about, I wanted to have a party with all the races every month, and you police showed up and ruined it.
He makes a very good speech. He's like, I got my thing going on, flashes his gang signs, but he's like, you know what? I don't care what race you are.
Yeah.
I don't care what race you are. Show up to my party. I'll feed you.
A hip-hop style dance.
I'll make you drunk. I'll give you food. I'll do whatever you want. It's cool. who fucks it up?
The and police. Then
Will Smith is just like, we do.
Yep.
He's like, that's right. Who's the?
And he's like, could you please look at me while I'm talking
yeah.
to you? And he's like, look at me, motherfucker. And I'm like, I like this guy. He's kind of cool. Yeah. But then it keeps going and it just keeps getting weirder. Yeah. He's just like, all right, beat these guys so they tell me where the wand is. Then they hold up for the beatings and it's like, I'm just going to pull away these panels. I have some sort of hellhole.
Yeah.
That's just a thing.
It's,
someone lights all the candles down there. Do we lower a man on a rope to light the candles every day?
You didn't recognize the library from Sunnydale?
Oh, it's the Hellmouth. Yeah. That's right. The turret con light all the candles there. That makes sense.
It's an orc hole.
So now they stand up to the beating. So the orc leader's like, well, I guess I'm just going to kill you. So my son Mikey has to earn his colors now. But we find out that the orc that Jacoby let go is Mikey for like no reason.
Dun, dun, dun.
For plot reasons.
The best part about the scene,
yeah,
about this part in particular, is the guy's like, all right, Mikey, you can go.
Yep.
And just kills him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he's like,
well, no, Mikey owes you a life debt.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's the thing. You said for no reason, but there is a reason. And it's because he saw some other script or story where they were like, oh, he's going to kill him, but that's the guy he saves, so he saves him in return, but then decided to say, nah, fuck it, the other dude's going to do it anyway.
So now Elf Lady's just like, oh, magic. I can do magic. I'll bring this guy back.
The whole time.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But in my head.
They're looking for the wand. They're checking the bag that they've had it in. The wand's not in there. And she gives like a little sign to, I think, Will Smith.
Where'd that snake come from?
Oh, you, at least it explains. Don't reference Ninja Scroll.
But you can't use the excuse of like, oh, yes, she has the wand, but she doesn't want them to know they have the wand because you could use the wand to make them fucking disappear.
Well, she could, but she's a nice person.
I like, though, they at least explain that, like, if you rub another man's rhubarb and use a wand that's not yours, you get the black veins.
Oh.
And you don't want those.
Do they explain that?
I missed that part.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that because they show up after she used the magic.
That may...
And now she's almost dead.
Yeah.
She got magic aids.
Wait, so, no, because...
It's booby trapped.
Yeah, because you're using someone else's wand. Like
but that doesn't
or,
work.
Or she's just too new at using magic. Either way,
she
couldn't have magicked him out of every problem.
Do you guys think the Blue Man Group exists in this universe?
Rob.
Yes, but I think they're actually blue.
Them to be
there's
orcs.
A lot
That'd
of things that exist in this universe.
I took that as she resurrected him from the dead.
Yeah. And used a lot of mana.
And, you know, usually, yeah, magic has a cost of some kind.
Could be that
equivalent
too.
Exchange. Right. Yep.
Yeah. Could be. Either way, she couldn't have magicked him out of every problem, is what he's trying to say.
Sure.
So the rest, the orcs are just like.
Don't bother explaining any of that.
Yeah, the orcs are just like, oh, got this. Okay, we'll all just kneel down and let you go.
Can that be
like an orc prophecy or something?
Well, no. My reaction to that was like, A, there's a wand, but B, there's someone who can actually use it. I don't want to piss her off.
Who's now unconscious and...
Oh, no, no. Mm-hmm. It is both those things.
Yeah.
Because they do, again, why remove one of the 12 scenes letting you know that there's a race riot going on when we could explain some of the shit in this? But they do briefly drop a line that something about the prophecy because that hole that they have, supposedly one of their great warriors or whatever is supposed to rise from it.
Oh, yeah.
And so he does, that's so they right. all now have to bow to him because I guess he's their god king or something, because fucking why would you take more than a second to explain that?
He's orc Jesus.
He came out of the cornhole.
So orc Jesus is like, I gotta go. And they're like, well, yeah, I guess we can't stop him.
It's not orc Jesus. That's not canon. It's orcin man.
Is the Dark Lord Jesus in this movie? 2,000 years ago?
I don't know.
Maybe in this world, the Antichrist came first, and everyone's just waiting for Jesus. That's why they act like assholes.
Maybe that's it.
I'm going to guess that you've just been sliced by the edgelordiness of Max Landis.
All right.
Again, I to give them some leniency, I can only hope that all of this would be covered in the next two installments that never happened.
All right.
But
so, why did I grab the fucking space Oreos and it's throwing me off? I don't know. I wanted the dirt cake ones, yeah, and my dumbass took the space ones.
You're crackling now.
Now my head's exploding. Anyway,
what's crack-a-lackin'?
My mouth, right now. So, freaking Jacoby to ruin the majesty of the moment. He's like, did something happen? And then Will Smith is just like, they're like, yeah, you died and came back. He's just like, no, nothing happened. He's like, oh, because I feel great. And then they leave. And you're like, okay. Yeah. It's just weird. Like, that could have been funny. Like, just like what he was saying before with the, you know, the last thing that Jacoby said. But it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So now,
well, again,
now
it's,
the orcs are Ewoks.
I think at this point, like, it's not even so much the joke's not working. It's just we're all worn down and we don't give a shit. Yeah. So fucking whatever.
So now Tika has the black veins. She's dying. She's got to go back to that house because there's the shield of light there.
The hospital.
And turns out fucking Layla here, who is badass and has a badass wand and could resurrect a Dark Lord, was like, you know what? Tika escaped. I'm going to send an assassin. I'm just going to give her my wand, the seed of my power, just to go kill Tika when I easily could have done it myself. I don't know. I guess she saw Harry Potter. That didn't work so well for Voldemort. So, yeah.
They're sisters, I guess.
Sure. Maybe that's why. Yeah, it's her sister.
They're sisters in their cult.
Yeah.
Although,
could be real, could be symbolic. We don't know. They don't tell us.
Anything. Yeah, although it didn't really hit me till just now. But yeah, like, so we're to believe that they were all Inferni. They're trying to resurrect the Dark Lord. One of them turned traitor and tried to run away. So she sent one of her other minions out with her magic wand, this most important thing that they need three of to resurrect him.
Yep.
To go just deal with a runaway?
Yeah. Yep.
And why would you fucking bother?
A fracas happened. This assassin woman, like, turned all the guys that were guarding Tika into lava lamps. And then, you know, but one of them shot the gun out of her hand. Shot the wand out of her hand. So Tika grabbed it and turned her into, like, a ghost in the shell on the wall. And, you know, wall morph lady. And so that's why... You know, flower. That's what right before the cops showed up. So now they're like, let's just take Will Smith's like, let's just take her to a hospital. And you're like, dude, like she's clearly like hospital ain't going to help here. They got to take her back to the house where this all started.
To be fair, I think at this point, Will Smith was less concerned if it would actually work in helping her. And was just like, let's pawn this shit off on somebody else now, please.
We've done our part.
Yeah.
All right. So. They go, they go back to the house. Before, though, they talk about Jirak, who was a farmer, who became a hero, who united the nine armies to defeat the Dark Lord, and, you know, prophecy, and they could be those heroes.
He was really short,
and
had hairy feet, like, eat a whole lot.
Yeah.
No, he was actually in orc.
So he's like, I might be Jirak. So let's go back to the house. And
I think that might be who they were expecting to rise out of that thing, too.
Mm.
But I don't know.
So they go back to the house, and turns out there was a whole arsenal there, which we did see before. But I like that fucking Ward takes a detonator and then hands him a bomb. And I'm like, would you, after everything you've been through, would you really just be like, I'm going to hold the detonator, you hold the bomb?
For Ward, yes.
Also, I'm sure this detonator.
And Jacoby's just that dumb.
He's like, sure, I'll take it.
Maybe that's what it was, because at that point, Jacoby was also kind of trying to hold up Tika Masala. So maybe he was thinking, like, I'll just let them get a few feet ahead, and I don't have to worry about this shit anymore.
It's over.
I can go home.
Oh, so the two elf minions, like one of them's. I think like folded up on a shelf, like they're slinky.
It's an elf on a shelf,
weirdest one's thing. Like just under the table, like adhered to the bottom of it, and you're like, they're stealth 100 right there
for no reason. But you just killed them.
But alertness zero because One, he's, as far as I can tell, I think he is under the table they got the bomb from.
Yep.
So one quick sword swipe.
Yeah, end it right
all
there.
Their legs are gone. Yep. Yeah.
But Will Smith has the power to punch anything in the face at least once. Mm-hmm. He can welcome to Earth. And in this case, like this fight breaks out.
He fills his bar. Yeah, you can perform that.
Exactly. He fucking throws a kettlebell at this woman's head.
Yes.
I was like, all right, that's cool. And it means right in the head. You know, I like Jacoby's. What's that?
Just a quick moment, though. To also mention, though, we were just talking about him hiding right under the table they were in. Yeah. Not only does he not attack them there, he waits till they walk in the next room and then attacks them by running through the wall.
Yeah. Yep.
He's the juggernaut, bitch.
He decided it's juggernaut time.
Yeah, let's not attack them when they're conveniently in front of me. Let's wait till I have to run through a wall to do it.
So a certain hero powers allow you to start influencing the villains subconsciously to make dumb decisions. And Will Smith has that power. So I like that he's both juggernaut and he's super graceful and fast. Mm-hmm. So Jacoby's like, this isn't going to work. I'm just going to take the entire foosball table and slam it against you and then pull out a rod and just run the guy through with it. And I'm like, that's cool. With a foosball table. Liking this fight so far. Now, the elf woman who got beamed with a kettlebell, I hate how Tolkien elves are just like, I don't care. It's like, that kettlebell would be where your brain is right now. Like, she's just
through
like...
your head.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care. She's fine. So...
Kobe got ran over by a car.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
And was fine.
Yeah, but that does get to a weird thing of like, it almost seems like they're saying elves are just as strong as the orcs, which is weird.
No, that's because, again, in Tolkien, the elves were stronger. Fucking stronger than everybody.
Yeah.
Like, they could take hits better than orcs and stuff like that?
Legolas housed Gimli in a drinking contest.
Yeah.
Which I don't care what Tolkien says is bullshit.
Yes.
The elves were the first children of the gods in the Tolkien universe.
They got all the cool blood.
They're basically like demigods as a race.
So, either way, he puts the bomb on this woman, throws her out the window. She's hanging from something. I didn't see what. But Ward uses the detonator, blows this woman up. The other guy who's pinned to the wall, he just pulls the foosball rod out of himself. He's like, whatever. I've been impaled before.
if you know what I mean.
And now Layla shows up. She had been hanging out by the magic pool that they have to put Tika in. So they're fighting. Layla's fighting Ward. And I like how Ward's like, you are way faster than me and moving all over the place, doing all these crazy flips. I'm just going to throw a grappling hook. And now we're stuck together. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Layla's got him on his knees.
Mm-hmm. Begging, darling, please.
Yeah.
So then the male elves fight in Jacoby, but Jacoby gets this big ass like tactical shotgun fucking thing. It looks like bigger than a 12 gauge and just blows a hole right through the elf, and he's done so. in midair, the elf's like, I'm prancing, and he's like,
I have to jump for each attack.
Yep.
Elf law.
So now Ward just like uses the rope to basically hold Layla in place, and while Jacoby shoots the shit out of her with his shotgun. And you think she's dead for like 2 seconds, but she's got the on
magic,
death.
Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is again where I have to ask,
put my death ward up.
What the fuck happened? Because you say put her death ward up, but again, it looks like Tika granted it to her.
Did it? I didn't know.
I could see how he's inferring that.
Tika does something where she flicks, like, it looks like an electrical bolt at her, and she's, so I thought maybe she was tased, but then she gets shot and gets back up.
Yeah.
So I
just assume she cast Death Ward, she comes back at one hit point, and then used a few healing spells.
Why not?
Lightning bolt.
Because who the fuck knows?
Yeah. So, now they take Tika over to this magic pool that's in this house, and he puts her in there, puts the wand on her. Layla's like, you thought I was dead? Hangs Nick from something. There's everyone just gets hung from something at some point in this film. And then The wand's just hanging out on top of Tika, so she's like, force pull! Snatches that shit. She's got the wand. Magics the shit, like, swishes and flicks Ward across the room. Dives in the pool, pulls Tika out, gets real close to her, like, I think I'm gonna kiss you. But you're not, because you're my sister. You gotta come home, and I'm pissed that you're good now. And then, while she's doing all this stuff, like, Ward has a screwdriver, and he's practically done. He's crawling over, like, I'm gonna stab you with this. And she's like, bitch, I got a magic wand. And Jacoby's like, I got a shotgun, and blows her fucking fingers off.
They start growing back.
Yeah.
In a really creepy fucking nasty looking way.
Everyone's like, oh, he's going to touch the wand. Is he a bright? Oh. And he's just like, no, I'm just going to blow us all up. But turns out he's a bright. So
bright.
Tika immediately teaches him the enemy's explode spell.
Yeah.
Because he fucking blows Layla to hell. She just flies off and explodes, much like the Guyver did to the Zoonoid Lord last week.
Sure.
But just important note.
Yeah.
Should have. Just one week too late. No, for some strange reason, the wand that always seemed to glow with that, you know, crazy blue energy is now red.
Because it's a human's touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Was that what changes it?
I don't know.
I thought it was just because he was extra.
Both
elves. I thought it was because he was evil, so I don't.
You know. Yeah. I took it as, you know, both elves that touched the wand, it turned blue.
Yeah.
The other people that it killed when they touched it, the other humans, it turned white. Mm. So I just took it as.
John, if you touch it, will it turn purple or black?
Oh, purple.
Blurple.
All purple. All right.
My wand is purple.
Okay. Purple headed warrior.
Black.
Again, the. Something about this might have been nice to know, but also I'm thrown off, particularly because admittedly, when Ike Barinholtz was holding it, he had a glove on, but it was still blue, so.
Right, but he had a glove on, otherwise he would have exploded.
But I'm saying, like, it's confusing as to what the rules are on how this.
Well, it's Will Smith's wand now, so it's glowing his color. Yeah.
Because
it's Will Smith.
Sure.
Tika apparently died somehow, it appears. And now the house is like.
She just disappeared.
She's gone.
She's a victim of the enemy explode spell.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so's the house, because the house is falling apart.
I think she just went through the drain.
Maybe, yes. Oh, crack on the floor.
Yeah. Tika, go down the hole.
That's usually what
flush
happens.
Flush me, masala. Too much curry.
All right, so. They get out. It's like, oh, is Ward going to make it? The rubble fell on him.
Leave the wand.
Yep. Ward ain't touching that anymore.
Why?
So,
why?
I don't know. So anyway, just try to get to the end.
I know.
So Jacoby here runs back in to get Ward, and the other orcs see it. So they're like, oh, that's his heroic deed. He's blooded now. He doesn't have to file his teeth anymore.
I didn't realize that he was actually filing his teeth. I thought that they were just blunted because he was a half blood.
No. If you're not blooded, you have to file your teeth.
Oh.
That they say something like that.
They say a lot of things quickly. I don't fucking know. It's
in between all the racial slurs and whatnot.
Yeah.
So now we cut ahead. The Ministry of Magic comes.
It's like the reverse of circumcision.
Takes the wand and puts it in a containment vessel. And it's gone. It's somewhere safe.
Somewhere.
Top men, yeah.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones is going to find it in Area 51.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
is that what happened?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Warehouse 13.
That's how he survived in the fridge. Anyway.
He had the wand up his ass the whole time.
Sure.
So I like this end scene. Because, like, they wake up. Nick's Jacoby, he's already awake. Ward wakes up, and you know, the Ministry of Magic shows up,
and then Sam comes in,
they haven't even said anything yet, and Jacoby just fucking implodes under the pressure, and he's telling him everything, he's telling him shit that like no one needs to know, and Will Smith's like, hey, let them ask questions, don't say it, just let them ask the questions.
We're police. You're not supposed to fall for this trick.
Compared to everything else I saw. I like that they were, you know, Will Smith's like, okay, here's the deal. You know, we showed up, we got shot at, we shot back. Suddenly a gang showed up and the cops backup came and they put up a heroic fight and they died. And that's it. There was absolutely no wand, no magic. And that's the story. And the Ministry of Magic's like, that's good. That's fine. Medals all around. Welcome to Soviet Russia.
I thought that this was a very interesting scene because the Ministry of Magic did it probably the most efficient way they possibly could have. They were like, okay, I'm going to be all menacing, not tell you why I'm here, not ask any questions.
Yep.
See what you say. Because whatever it is that you say, you're most likely to be able to, like, actually enforce say as under the plausible cover story. Mm. Exactly. So they were just like, tell me what the cover story is.
But that's what was kind of weird is, like, I think the idea was he was telling, you know, this is the story we're going to tell the press and whatever, so this is what we can go with. But it did just still seem like he's just lying to these guys for some reason.
Well, I mean, he is, but he's also like, but like he's lying to the Ministry of Magic.
He's smart enough to know what the cover story.
No, I get that, but it's like, what I'm not getting is, does he know that they know that it's bullshit, or is he trying to get away with something?
Yeah, he knows that they don't want anyone to know about the wand.
Yeah,
so he's like, I don't know about the wand because there was no wand.
He knows that if he says what Jacoby said, they're both just going to get liquidated.
Yeah.
And I think he also knows that if he says, hi, I'm a Bright, he's not going to be able to.
Oh, yeah, I get all that. It's just.
Jacoby did not mention that part in his little rant.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
But it was just, again, the thing of like.
That's why I was saying, like, it was just like, tell me what you are going to tell me.
But again, I had to question, like, because, like, there are ballistic forensics. Like, they could trace the other cop's death to him. So it was like, are we trying to get away with something? Up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, never mind. Yeah, because right, they're just go. Go.
They're
going to
make everything go away for them.
So at the end, basically, five assholes and like an okay cop get medals, four of them posthumously. Yeah. Hey, awards for everyone. Tika is in the audience somehow. Yeah, Chewbacca still doesn't get a medal. And Tika's alive somehow. Who cares? There's Will Smith's family. Who cares? Oh, there's a fairy growling at the camera. Who cares? End the movie. It's over.
We're done. It's
lousiers.
Bright.
You know, guys, the real Bright was the friends we made along the way.
There were no friends in this movie.
That's true.
Yeah, no, he explicitly says, you don't want me as your friend.
Nobody has any friends in this film.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, what's the facts on Brizite?
All right, so on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 26%. Audience gave this a score of 83%.
Wow.
That's their thoughts and opinions. What about you and yours, Brian?
So this movie is trash. it gives you things that this movie would have been better from Jacoby's perspective if he was like the actual main character instead of Will Smith, because like all the issues and problems and drama and stuff are centered around him. Mm-hmm. So let's see it through his perspective. Yeah. You know, everything shown through him, it might actually make a serviceable, you know, statement about some stuff. Otherwise, it's just like it's Will Smith. Being it's a black actor being racist towards a minority, because usually it's the black person minority who's been racist too. It's just fucking trash. The movie's just trash.
Stop elbowing me, Max.
It's just trash. It's just trash.
And written by like the whitest guy. Brick.
I was entertained. I would give it a C+/B- for just the general. I'm watching an action movie with some fantasy stuff in a futuristic setting, because the elves seem to have a little bit more advanced technology in that tiny bit we saw of Elf City. Don't bother looking for a message in the plot. They didn't reach very far for something novel to tell you. Would I recommend it? Yeah, go watch it. Go watch it.
Okay. Okay. Great. Change that to your recommend. Great. All right, John. Great.
I enjoy the setting a lot. I like modern fantasy, but I wouldn't recommend that there's any reason to watch this other than getting some of the images from it of, you know, elves with guns and running around through a city with a blazing magic wand. But yeah, it's not worth watching.
All right, Joe.
So when I went into it, I wanted to hate it because I heard nothing but bad things about it. And I'm like, just from the trailer, I'm like, can we do subtlety? Can we try that? So I came in with negative bias, and then around the, like, and I was hating it. Then around the point where it switches to kind of like Judgment Night, where it's, you know, some people in an urban setting trying to run, you know, from being pursued by these, you know, this like trio of hardcore people. I really wanted to like it, and I tried, and I couldn't. I like all the parts of this movie are good. It's like when you buy a really, like an early Games Workshop pewter miniature, when they looked real cool, the sculpt quality was great, but they just, you couldn't put that thing together. It doesn't matter what glue you used, the fucking thing would just fall apart. And in this case, the glue they used was like chewing up saltine crackers and like mushing that in between the parts and hoping that holds it together.
Joe, that was an amazing analogy.
Yeah.
Amazing analogy.
Because the, like, the writing and directing on this is fucking awful. And, like, the movie has a huge identity crisis. It's trying to both be, like, that you know, we're dealing with racism in the cop movie, and then it's trying to be that, like, pursuit movie or whatever. And it, like, it doesn't spend enough time with either, and it fails at both. I thought the action scenes I did enjoy, and I thought there was some novel stuff I saw in them that I really appreciated, so I wouldn't give it like total failure for that, but it is unequivocally an F. There weren't any performances that stood out. Like, I thought Joel Edgerton did okay as Jacoby, but like, I couldn't tell what the character was, and I wanted to like the character because like his well, I understand that, but like his let's see, you threw me off.
Sorry.
But anyway, I wanted to like the character, but I couldn't.
It's almost like this was written by someone with no redeemable qualities and therefore couldn't figure out how to write a character with redeemable qualities.
Yeah. So overall, it's like, I would like to see something done in this universe. I want to know what that fucking dragon does. I want to know, does he have a job?
Shits
does
on
he
cars.
Like, just have a cat? Or is he just like a wild animal flying around shitting on cars? I want to know, did that.
Swat at him with a broom once. Yeah. It didn't end well.
You know, I wanted to learn a lot more about, like, are there dwarves? Are they under the city? Are they in the sewers?
They're mentioned.
They're mentioned. Okay. I didn't see the dwarven street art. Can we go in the sewers and meet some dwarves? I don't know.
That dude was talking about Miami.
That's right. Everyone got along. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's why they threw Jacoby down the hole.
Oh, to the dwarves. To feed the dwarves.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, stupidity. Just... I can't recommend it. I think it's about like a 25%, I would say. I'd say you got the setting right, and this could have, without too much effort, I thought, been a serviceable, like, it would pass on a pass-fail grade kind of movie, and they just fucked it up. So, yeah, no, not recommending.
Sounds like this would go on the pile of, like, you should remake this movie and not fuck it up and not remake things that don't need to be touched, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, and when you remake the movie, make it just about the, we have a magic wand and we're, yeah, and we have to keep it away from these elves. Like,
some subtle,
you know, and have
tension.
Yeah. Have racial tension, but don't beat us over the head with the fucking thing.
I never trust an elf.
Rob.
Well, I mean, we've got ourselves a real Waffle House bathroom on our hands.
that we do.
I'm assuming that's a no.
It's just a shitty mess. Is what
someone graffitied this on the wall by the trough.
Yeah, no, so when I went to this, and I think I did mention this before, I looked, when I heard we were doing this episode, I looked at, was reviews for the movie, because I was like, I don't, you know, I remember seeing the trailers. The trailers didn't do anything for me. And I just wanted to see reviews. And the reviews are like, all the critical reviews hate it. But all the user reviews are like, oh, it was the best movie ever.
What the audience score reflects, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, but like, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe this will be okay. And then I like read some of the reviews and they're just like the most, yeah. The most Max Landis.
I will also throw in there, I can almost guarantee if you followed those people or saw like other reviews, you're going to see a lot of release the Snyder cuts.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Yeah. It was a lot of
yeah.
So, yeah, I tried to be open-minded about it, but it's just heavy-handed and like, it's just somebody trying to pat themselves on the back by writing a movie about a thing they want to be seen believing in. And it's just bad. It's just a bad film. So, no, I don't, whatever it.
Whatever it, that sums it up.
Yeah. Sums up a lot. I'm not going to recommend this either. Big surprise, I'm sure.
I know you sold four times.
Yeah, I did not want that. Again, I think Joe did put it pretty well with the, like, this is a model, whatever you want to call it, that they tried to just shove together with spearmint gum and a lot of hope, and it just doesn't work. Like, the action scenes are cool. The setting is cool. The basic idea, at least I think for some of the characters, is kind of cool, but like our main characters are all awful people. And it's been said many times, like instead of focusing on Jacoby and like this being, you know, the first orc police officer and what he has to deal with and going through all this stuff, that could have been something, but that's a side project to everything else. That's not even getting into all the crap about the wands and dark lords and fucking whatever. Like,
Shreks.
They tried to do too much, but also did too little. And, like, it just, this is why I don't always immediately jump on things when it says, like, it has more than one writer. It's generally not a great sign, because obviously you want somebody's vision to be, is usually the best thing to go through and make a movie about. But sometimes some people, maybe not some great people, have good ideas that other people can take that ball and carry it across the finish or the goalpost or you know what I mean? Into the end zone. Yeah. I'm a big sports nerd, obviously. But yeah, there's a lot of potential here, but they don't really do much with it. And honestly, I will put a light recommend on the sequel, Bright Samurai Soul, I believe it was called, which is largely in part just a retread of a lot of this, but done slightly better. And like, if you're into animes, you'll enjoy it. So yeah, that's where I'm at with this.
Let me ask this.
Yeah.
Is this going into the so bad category where we would recommend things like just turn the TV off or watch literally anything else?
I don't think it's that bad.
I would rather watch this than
Osmosis Jones any day.
To me, this is just stupid and empty.
It's
not like...
The setting was cool. That was all that I really gave a damn about.
Yeah, like, maybe if you're, you know, this is one if you wanted to throw on while you're doing something else, or like if you're trying to work on a D&D campaign, you might get ideas.
I would never watch this again.
I would rather watch it on mute.
That's kind of what I mean. Like, don't actually pay attention to it too much, but because there are good ideas there you might be able to pull from. But what would we recommend instead?
I can't really think of anything because, like, what else? No.
Okay, let's just go.
I mean, if I had to pick between the two, I'd watch Underworld.
Yeah, that's true.
But if we're watching like a Vampires in Modern Day movie, we're watching The Lost Boys. So,
You know what? I'm going to just go ahead and put it as Bright Samurai Soul.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
We'll do that. Whatever. Or Blade.
What they do in the shadows. I'd rather just watch Lord of the Rings. Oh, well,
watch Lord of the Rings. There you go. Watch Lord of the Rings.
You got Orcs.
It's just our default
Orcs.
Answer. That's from now on,
yeah.
Well, all right.
It's the real prequel to this movie.
Yeah.
Buffy? I don't know.
So it is time to roll the D20 of fate. I don't know whose turn it is.
We gotta give it to Brian.
Yeah, I was like,
I mean,
make me do it.
Yeah. I used to have
make
an order.
You do it.
You kind of.
Brian obviously meant to say have the honor of doing it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll.
He's
up.
Overwhelmed with the privilege.
But you get to choose them.
Yeah, there's. Got a problem.
Yeah. The second one now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You get to choose both, which one seals your fate.
The negative version of the D20 of fate showed up.
So is there like a
There's not two separate lists.
Roll two, pick the best one.
No, you can't roll with advantage.
Oh my god, no.
I'm willing to put it down. This one.
Brian just got back. I'm willing to let him roll with advantage.
All right.
I'm willing that too.
All right. I'm rolling the big red one.
Yep.
16.
That's a nice high number.
High numbers don't mean anything.
I know.
Okay. All right, we're still in a fantasy world. It's 2010's How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, okay.
There's some good stuff.
You rolled a good roll.
I don't know what we need to say about that. It's a good movie. Like,
at least we get to watch a good movie.
We're due on one of those.
We don't even have to talk about it. We just eat the whole time.
And we really should just show Brick Predator and then, like, we could just do a, what do you think about this scene? What do you think about that scene?
Yeah, we'll figure that out, sir.
Maybe we should make him watch it and he doesn't get to take notes and then he has to describe the movie to us.
I'd be on board with that.
I don't know if I have the strength. That'd be
exciting. We could live stream.
We might have to do that over like several sessions.
I want to do a couple like that, but that's anyway.
The longer it goes since I saw it, the weirder my memory is going to
be. Yeah.
Well, guys. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you.
We missed Jazz.
I missed y'all, too.
Will, you're still a bitch.
Yeah. Is that you again, Joe?
No.
Yes, top far. I have a whole plug at the end of the episode, but I figured I should tell you. We have a Discord. I don't know if anybody actually knows that it exists, but we have a Discord, and you can get an invite link at our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com. You can go to that website, and right there on the front page is a link to not only our Discord, but our voicemail through SpeakPipe, and our email address if you have any need to get contact with us. We'd love to hear from all of you. So there you go. That's it for the episode.
Adios.
Deuces.
What's up?
Dragon Mailman says goodbye.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe, and if possible, leave a review. If you have questions, comments, or would like to sponsor an episode, email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to support the show, you can buy a t-shirt, hoodie, and more at Teespring. Or gain access to exclusive content by becoming a patron at patreon.com/4ampodcast. Thanks again for listening, see you next time.